Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Today is Paul Kelly's 67th birthday. Are you familiar with his music?
Absolutely. Past couple of years working in radio, pumping out the Paul Kelly. And of course, in many people's hearts every Christmas time, How to Make Gravy. Huge.
Yeah, he asks the question in the form of song.
Who's going to make the gravy now?
Is this another question much like what is the purpose of a rubber duck that just never got answered?
That's true. Well, we're going to answer it today like we did with the rubber duck because I think you might be right. Okay. There is no answer and we're going to fix that for everybody.
I actually spent Christmas with you, Brooke. I don't remember there being gravy. I don't remember gravy being made.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, well, you can make up for it now.
Well, I am. So in the song, there is a couple of lines that are essentially a recipe, I guess. He says, just add flour, salt, a little red wine, and don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce. I don't know. That can't just be gravy, right? So what I've done is I've brought in like a pre-made gravy solution. It is just gravy. It smells very strong. I'm just going to add those ingredients. You can't eat this at all because of your gluten intolerance.
Too much flour in it. Yeah, look, I think you're okay in your approach. I think the idea is he is listing off his secret ingredients, the extra things that he would do to make it different if he was there at the family Christmas. So I think that's a good baseline. Gravy mix. You've cracked open the jar of flour. How much of a sprinkle do you reckon you go?
Well, it says just add flour, so that's not really much to go on. I'm going to go, what's that, probably about a tablespoon?
That's probably just the right amount. Okay.
Cool. Salt, which generally when people are talking salt, they just want like a pinch, so...
A few grinds.
It's in there. Red wine. Now, I've got a bottle here of the Angove Organic 2019 Shiraz that
From the stockpile of when you used to work at Angove's?
Exactly right. It's a great wine. I just don't drink red wine.
So it's not even kept in a cellar. You had to brush the dust off.
By cellar, do you mean my pantry?
That's great. Awesome.
I'm just going to crack it open. Oh, that was a good noise. So, yeah, just a little red wine. So we'll just...
Yeah, you want to balance out the flour, I suppose. It's all about the consistency.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's dripping down the bottle,
that's
Brooke.
Fine. You got to... Red wine doesn't stain, right?
No, you're fine. Especially not in all the electronics that have been failing thus so far in the program.
The last one is the dollop of tomato sauce for the extra tang. Done. I'll tell you, it doesn't look good.
I'm just going to stand up so I can have a look.
It's pink.
Yeah, there's nothing there yet. You really got to stir that
I'm stirring
through.
It through. The flour's making it quite thick and chunky.
The red wine is adding quite a nice colour to it. It looks quite rich.
All right, I'm going to go in for the taste test. I'm doing this for you and I and for Paul Kelly.
As Paul Kelly said, who's going to taste the gravy? It's Brooke. Gone in for the mouthful, licking her lips.
It ain't bad.
It ain't bad.
I think Christmas next year, Paul Kelly, I'll make the gravy for you.
Does it need maybe just a crack of pepper?
Yeah, maybe. It ain't bad, though. I really thought that was going to go... So south. Not bad. I'll make the gravy.
Look, he wasn't in prison for making bad gravy. It's unrelated. He's very qualified in that respect.
Thanks, Paul Kelly.